News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Today is the final day for local authorities to inform landowners if their land will be subjected to a new vacant site levy. The levy has been introduced to penalise people sitting on unused land that could be used for residential development. Architect Mel Reynolds, how is this going to work?
Well, briefly, the background to this is it was set up under the Urban Regeneration Housing Act in 2015. It will come into action in 2019, so there's a four-year development process for this. The register was published on the 1st of January 2017, and in that period, local authorities have been going out, visiting sites, assessing whether they meet the criteria for the tax or not. Today is the last day for notification for owners that they will be included on the register. In 2019, based on 2018 values, a levy of 3% of the market value will be applied, subject to certain conditions. So there are exemptions for this. Owners can appeal the process to Bord Pleanála. They can appeal valuations, but there is a statutory process which is on a legal footing for this.
Okay, it goes up to 7% then for subsequent years. It
goes up to 7% in 2019.
In theory, it sounds like a great idea. In practice, is it?
Well, in practice, I think there's been an awful lot of discussion about this. I think there's Carl Dieter has written articles on this, Lorcan Sir and others. I think the industry consensus is that this is a little bit too little too late. The horse has bolted in a way in terms of site values, because we know that they've doubled in about 3 years. So in terms of site speculation, which is sites and land values vary hugely, are prone to very high highs and low lows in terms of the speculative cycle. So there's an awful lot of activity there.
So the point is, if your land has gone up by 10 or 15 or 20% a year, you can take the hit of even a 7% levy.
Yeah, well, there's a number of issues with this. Predominantly three of them. The first one is that if you have a loan, it's on a sliding scale, which is the biggest fault in my mind on this. And in that, if you can demonstrate that you have a loan attached to the land of, say, 50% of its value, you pay 50% of the land tax. Mm. If it's 75%, you pay a quarter of the tax.
So if it's 90%, which I'm sure in a lot of cases it must be close to that.
Well, I mean, you can see with a little bit of creative accounting, if one subsidiary loans another, you can loan up to 100% of the land value. So it straight away, and the small amount of tax here can be whittled away by somebody with a little bit of creative accounting.
Are you sceptical as to whether this will make any difference at all?
Well, I'm very sceptical, because I think there's so many exemptions for this and loopholes. I think, you know, you're going to have an awful, the take in terms of land or the land that's going to be on the register will be very low. Also, in terms of the tax take, I think that will be reduced further. So we can measure this in actual fact, because we know how much zoned land is there. We know how much zoned land there is in the country. There's enough zoned land for 414,000 dwellings nationwide. There's enough zoned land in Dublin for about 120,000 dwellings. So we know what the zoning, how much land is out there. We also know that the state itself controls about, say, for example, in Dublin City, they control 3/4 of all vacant sites. So the state knows exactly what's going on these sites before we start. And in County Dublin, between NAMA-controlled debtors and local authority-owned land, they control almost half of all the vacant sites.
There are clearly, if you walk around the city centre of Dublin or Cork or Galway, there are clearly lots of major buildings lying derelict, lying idle, in prime positions. Why is that? I mean, is it land hoarding? Are they just waiting for the value of the land to increase, or are there more complex issues at play?
Well, I think there is a number of issues here. I think the state owns by volume controls something like 25% of all the vacant land capacity in the country. So the state in itself is probably the single biggest hoarder. In terms of the private sector, land is currently more valuable for its future value than for building, in terms of building out. So, you know, if prices are rising by 10% at the moment, you're pretty well guaranteed that your site value will go up by 25 to 30%. So a 3% levy, if you can reduce it down to, say, 1% or 2%, is pretty negligible. So it's very little in the greater scheme.
What would you do to tackle this issue?
Well, I think it's first of all, it's very hard to, you know, how do you tackle speculation? You know, we have a system here that creates a very, very volatile land sector. And where you have volatility like this, you'll have speculators. Second thing is that any of the proceeds from this aren't ring fenced. They really should be looking at, the whole purpose of this is to create affordability in housing. So we should have any tax from this should be ring-fenced for an affordable housing scheme. Affordable housing in Dublin became severely unaffordable in 2013. So, you know, 5 years later, we have no official definition of what an affordable house is, and we've no official affordable housing scheme. There are noises that there'll be one coming out in a few months. So I think some sort of a land levy is a good idea, or land tax. Possibly, you know, given the extent of these exemptions, we know pretty soon how much land has been captured by it. But we're probably better with some sort of smaller tax that just applies like a blanket tax on vacant land.
To the value of the land, full stop. Just very quickly, a tweet from Ian Darcy saying, will the local authorities charge themselves for their own vacant sites? Site owners should be allowed to do whatever they want with their property within planning regulations without paying tax on it. Well, I mean, if the site is lying vacant, I don't think you should be allowed to do whatever they want with it, do you?
Well, I think certainly at the moment we need some sort of push measures to control this.
Yeah. I think we've sites on O'Connell Street that are vacant. The motor tax office beside the forecourts are vacant.
Well, I think you have to remember if you're driving around Dublin and three out of every four vacant sites that you see are vacant buildings are more than likely controlled by the state, and you have a 50-50 chance if you say it's owned by Dublin City Council or it's owned by a NAMA debtor of being correct. So that's an awful lot of land. We know that the state currently controls enough land in Dublin City in the four local authorities for 71,000 dwellings. So where I think that the fact that is the state going to be charging itself tax? It's probably, you know, that's probably an academic question, but I think the bigger question is, will it buy into the whole system itself? Like, if the state doesn't declare the land that it owns itself or controls itself on the register, it makes a bit of a joke of the whole process.
Okay, and some suggestion that some of the local authorities are kind of slow about getting their register in order. We'll watch with interest.